in Regina for the Broncos and Pats, joined by Cade Jensen. Two goals against Saskatoon the other day. Cade, how did it feel for you to be able to contribute offensively like that to the win?
Well, obviously good, but in a game like that, I think it was more of a team effort. I mean, everyone was going, and from the first period to the third period, I thought everyone played well, but I mean, every time you can step in like that and score some goals, it obviously feels good.
You guys got up to a bit of a sluggish start in that game and were able to turn it around and put up six goals on the board, which has been a long time coming for you. What were some keys to the success you had as a group against the Blades?
I think it's just not quitting, kind of just finding some more room to like drive to the net. I mean, when we were down before the periods, I think we just tried to battle as much as we could to get a goal before the period was done, and that helped a lot.
On the offensive side, you guys got two goals from blue liners against Prince Albert, and then three goals from defensemen against Saskatoon. So you guys as a group stepped up to help contribute to the offense. And what do you have to do in order to keep doing that? Because, of course, every team needs some contribution from their defensemen offensively as well.
I think it's just getting pucks through. I mean, if you're getting your shots blocked from the point, that's kind of messes up a lot of things down in the offensive zone. But, I mean, like Sisson's goal, I just grabbed it and took a shot from the point and went in. And, I mean, when you shoot like that, then good things are going to happen.
You've had a few goals here tracing back the last few weeks, and whether it's the one-timer off the right point in the power play or sneaking into the play, you clearly can put a puck in a good place. And I know you're playing top pairing minutes. You want to focus on the defensive part of the game, but do you feel like that's an area where you're able to contribute more given the circumstances?
I mean, I've been trying to focus more on defense this year. I think that was my biggest goal, was to be more of a defensive player, worry about my plus-minus. But, I mean, I've just been trying to get my pucks to the net, and luckily they've been going in, and if that keeps happening, then so be it.
That's the old cliche coaches say, right? You take care of your own end, then the offense will come. Do you feel like that's true?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, even last year, the second half of the season, I worried about my plus-minus in defense, and, I mean, points started racking up a little bit. And I think that's the thing, key for every defenseman, is you got to worry about D first, and your offense will come.
Ever since you guys switched D pairings, just sort of gave things a different look, it seemed to have really sparked the top four guys for you. What's it been like playing with Max? We've talked about this before, but why do you think that combination has continued to be a solid presence for you guys?
Well, I think we both want to win. I mean, everyone on the team wants to win, but I feel like me and Max have tried to be big leaders on this team and try to show everyone that we want to win. And I mean, I've been learning from Max, and he's been helping me out a lot, and I believe that I've been helping him out a lot too. But you know, I've been love playing with him, and it's been a lot of fun watching what he does on the ice.
It seems like overall, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys seem to be moving the puck a little bit quicker and better as a group on the back end, and that's helping spark some transition and helping you guys get out of your zone when things get you know, a little hairy sometimes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the one thing that the defense are focusing on right now is making plays. I mean, if the D can't make plays, then our forwards can't make plays. So I think that's the biggest thing we're focusing on right now, is just moving the puck up and getting it into the forwards' hands, and good things will happen.
Playing a Regina team today that's known for having real good team speed, as a D-man likely to be matched up with some of their better players, what do you do to handle that speed?
I mean, just play the dots, play in the middle of the dots, and keep them to the outside. I mean, once you get down in the corners, you got to play hard and battle with your stick first. And, I mean, relentless, we can't quit no matter what, and that's the biggest thing.
Thanks so much, Cade.
Thank you.
Cade Jensen, Swift Current Broncos defenseman, two goals the other night against Saskatoon, set to take on the Regina Pats in the first game of 2016. This is Swift Current Broncos hockey on the Eagle 94.1.